This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Yesterday we found out, in the midst of all of the news going on, all of the executive orders, the tariff talk, turned to the movie industry, and that happened late on Sunday night. And the tariff would be a 100% tariff if it's instituted on all foreign films, not just foreign films, films made outside the United States. And joining us is the woman who, for the last 30 years, nobody knows more about the industry here, certainly, than Don Keyser. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you? Hi, Paul.
I know that there are so many layers to trying to keep the fuel here for the movie industry. We've talked about, you know, the tax credits in Pennsylvania, but this is nothing to do with those, or does it potentially?
Look, the industry, it's the part people forget, right? It's always been a global competition. We might have invented the movie business here in the United States, and we really invented it back in, you know, 1914 here with The Perils of Pauline, and really kicked off our commercial industry in 1968 with Night of the Living Dead. But people have wanted to make these movies all over the world forever. So we've been fighting a global competition to get this work. You know, this all started with NAFTA, the free trade agreement we had, where they put culture under an umbrella and kept it separate from the trade agreements. So it allowed Canada to flourish and add their incentives, which is really what started decimating our industry back. We all saw it here in Pittsburgh back in 1994. So look, I don't know if the tariffs are going to work. I think you get more flies with honey, is what my mother would tell you, and my grandmother probably too. So it would be far better, I think, to increase the tax credits, especially here in Pennsylvania. But Governor Newsom came out with a plan. They've been working on it with a congressman in D.C., Adam Schiff, to do a federal incentive, to come up with some way to compete with these other countries who are basically throwing money at this industry because of the amount of money and jobs they bring and they create. When they're in your town, your state, your country, wherever, everyone understands how lucrative this type of industry is. And we just need to be more welcoming to it. So will this work? Who knows? But it did cause quite a conversation yesterday, which was kind of fun to see that everyone's paying attention to it.
So, Don, really, what you're saying is that Pittsburgh's film industry is on a worldwide stage competing with places like Montreal, Canada, or Paris, France, or wherever it may be.
Absolutely. Let's look at the TV series Watson, right? They're filming in Vancouver. It's set in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was written by a Pittsburgher, by Craig Sweeney. He wanted to come home. He wanted to film that here. We couldn't compete. It was a $16 million difference between filming in Vancouver and filming in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we were grateful for the 4 days they came and filmed. We'll hope to get a little bit more for season two. But we couldn't compete with $16 million because when you combine the incentives in Canada with the exchange rate, which I don't believe the tariffs will do anything for, the incentives don't really touch the exchange rates either. But there's a prime example, and that just happened to us last year. Anymore, we just lost another show that was looking at us. It was a TV series. They went to Canada as well. So we've been competing with Canada for a long time. My friends in Hawaii, they've been losing all their work to Australia and New Zealand right now because Australia and New Zealand increased their incentives. So it's all about, you know, what it looks like is all secondary to what the incentives are to draw that industry to your place. And here in Southwestern PA, it's been working. You know, we bring in reliably over $150 million every year. There's over 5,000 people that live in this region in the 10-county area that make their living in this industry. So it's working. It works to have the incentives. I think if we can figure out a way to all work together, if this is the way, if Trump's right and this brings it all back, great. But we really just want those family-sustaining jobs. We want everyone working, and we want that economic impact pouring into our economy. We need it.
And Don, we're with Don Keyser, heads the Pittsburgh Film Office. Don, that said, I have talked to privately so many elected officials over the years, and now the governor had said at one point he wants to support this, but why does it never get real traction?
That's the million-dollar question, Larry, or the $100 million question, however you want to look at it. We've worked really hard over the 18 years of the existence of the film tax credit in southwestern PA. We have bipartisan support on this issue. People see the real jobs. There's a lot of other priorities that seem to keep taking precedent. The governor supports this industry. I believe he would like to see something change, but we haven't figured out the magic formula to get us there. We're losing in our we're not only losing on a global competition, we're losing on the domestic competition. New York is going to go to a $750 million tax credit. They've increased the incentive to the point, I think it's about 40%. They'll get back on tax credits. New Jersey has incentivized them to build permanent infrastructure. So instead of Netflix choosing southwestern Pennsylvania for their regional center, they went to New Jersey and bought an army base. So we're not keeping current and competitive with the states that surround us. And I mean, look, West Virginia has an uncapped tax credit. It's crazy how fast everyone clicked into, oh, look, this is real jobs and real work. We were here first. Pennsylvania's been here for a very long time, 1914 here, 1913 in Philly. We have the crew. We have the locations. We have the ability to make this work in Pennsylvania. We need a little help on the state level. And if President Trump's going to do this on the federal level and help us get this jobs back here, we're all for it. It's great.
You know, Don, it makes me wonder, what do we need to be looking for? Since the tariff's intention is to get production to come back to the U.S., is there anything we can look at, like the fruit that might fall first, if any?
Look, there's an endless need for content, right? People, like with all the stuff they're retrenching, like they're going to make Little House on the Prairie again. I can't imagine some of the stuff they're doing, but there's a need for the work. They're all going to start looking domestically, right? So they make good with this administration. So they have a reason to be in this country. If Pennsylvania is not ready to compete, they're going to go right by us and go to the other states. So we want to make sure Pennsylvania is ready. But if you just start looking at your TV, they're running out of things for you to watch. They're running out of reasons to drive you to the movies, right? So something's got to give here. You know, I read something yesterday where, you know, they're choosing global because of labor rules and because of cost. And, you know, Pennsylvania is always willing to compete there. And we've been winning those competitions, but it's just a matter of having the incentives. But right now, look, we have 4 shows on the ground in southwestern Pennsylvania. We're one of the busiest places in the country in terms of film production. So we're doing okay at the moment, but we'd like it to be sustainable. We'd like it to be continuing. We'd like to see that work continue to come in here on a regular basis so that these truly are the family-sustaining jobs they're supposed to be. So I don't know what the magic, what to look for, but you'll start seeing more of the Haddad trucks running around town. And right now, there's several. So, you know, things are going to start kicking up again.
Well, and this on the precipice of the big film, the film festival in France that's coming up here. And it'll be one of the talk, I'm sure, of the festival about the tariffs in the industry. So, Don, appreciate the time this morning. We'll see where it goes. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Look, this may be the answer, but if nothing else, it has ignited a conversation that everyone went, wait, what's going on? And now there might be some real positive movement for it. And we're very hopeful, and we want Pennsylvania to be the place they choose, and we really want them in southwestern PA.
Don Keyser, executive director of the Pittsburgh Film Office.
You know, I can think of one person who could champion our cause as a state representative to draw production to Pennsylvania, and his name is Governor Josh Shapiro. He has a way about words.
He has, and he's expressed support, but now they got to see action. Oh, pun intended.